السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهد الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين، وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات، وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط، وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس، وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب، إن الله قوي عزيز. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the existential foundations of this universe is justice, the principle of justice. ما قامت السماوات إلا بالعدل. The hadith says the universe did not stand without justice. The whole creation is based on justice. If there is no justice in this universe, then the universe would collapse. It cannot continue or even exist. And therefore, justice is also one of the important foundations of religion, of our Islamic faith. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا. Our Lord says that the purpose of sending apostles and messengers and prophets and books and scriptures for this reason, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, with the clear signs. وَأَنْزَلْنَا, we sent with them. الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ, the scripture, and the balance. Mizan is the scale, the balance means the distinction between good and bad. For what reason? That people may stand forth for justice or injustice. Not only governments or politicians or the judiciary system or the courts or the judges. An-nas, liyaqum an-nas. Nas here means men, women, parents, fathers, mothers, children, neighbors. Liyaqum an-nas bil-qist. So that people would stand forth for justice, to serve the course of justice, to implement justice in their life. Sometimes we expect the judge to be just only in the court. But justice is everywhere, not just in the court. Justice with yourself, with your family, in your house, in your bedroom, in your office. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. And therefore, another verse in the Quran reiterates the concept of justice. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 8. O who you believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا أَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ. Stand out firmly for God. Stand out, أَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ. Stand out firmly for God. شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And be agents of justice for God. Stand for Him with justice. God does not want people to stand for Him without justice or for oppression or injustice, for dhulm. He wants us to be His agents, standing for Him firmly with justice. Shuhada. Shuhada means witnesses of justice. People who implement, defenders of justice. Shuhada'a bilqist. And then the verse says something that is beautiful, but we don't practice it. We Muslims, we don't practice it. We read it, but we don't practice it. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ. Do not let the hate of a group of people to make you swerve from the course of justice when you deal with them. Obviously, you have many people who don't like you. Some individuals, some families, some relatives, some friends, some people in the community, some strangers, they don't like you. God says those who do not like you and hate you, when you deal with them, don't let their hate affect you and affect your justice towards them. Be just to them, even if they are unjust to you. The enemy is unjust to you. Definitely is unjust. That enemy, do not let him to drag you to his side and lower you to his level. Don't do that. اعدلوا. Practice justice. With your enemies, with those who hate you, practice justice. اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى. If you want to be pious, it is closer to the spirit of piety that you practice justice with your adversaries and your enemies. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam has a beautiful saying in Nahj al-Balagh. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, أَعْدَلُ النَّاسِ, the most just and the most equitable among people, who is he? Not the one who practices justice, period. No. The one who practices justice with his enemies. With his enemies. أَعْدَلُ النَّاسِ مَنْ أَنصَفَ مَنْ ظَلَمَهُ. He does insaf and justice and fairness with those who wronged him, with those who abused him. This is أَعْدَلُ النَّاسِ. This is truly the most equitable person. We don't practice that. We, the great Muslim nation, we don't practice that. We read it, but we don't practice it. And our imams, you know what Imam al-Sadiq says? Imam al-Sadiq says, إِنَّمَا شِيعَتُنَا مَنِ اتَّبَعَنَا. The true Shia is not the one who says, I'm Shia. It's easy to say, to claim I'm Shia. The Shia is the one who follows us in his practice, in his manners, in his akhlaq. This is the true Shia. How many of us, we do justice to our enemies, to those who hate us? Never. But we have to learn from the Quran, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Ahlul Bayt, from Amir al-Mu'mineen. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ. This is the most beautiful, the most powerful statements of the Quran. And mankind has to know this and recognize this. This is the real Islam. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ Do not let the hate of others, شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ, a group of people, to swerve you from the course of justice with them. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُمْ Do not lower yourself to the level of animals. Try to help people and lift them up to the levels of true human beings and saints. This is the message of Islam. So this universe is based on justice. And because of justice is existential and important in religion and within religion, religious communities and in our life, my friends, these the things that we do today, salat and siyam, these are the facade, the exterior, but not the interior. And the exterior does not help if the interior is bad. You bring the most fancy car, the most beautiful car, the exterior is beautiful, but the engine is broken. That car is worth nothing because you can't drive it. Unless you put it in front of your house and you take pictures with it. But you can't drive it. It's not a means of transportation anymore. Religion has exterior and interior. The exterior is what is we're going to do right now in a few minutes. This is exterior, not interior. The fasting we did, the hajj we did, these are exteriors. The interior is the spirit of religion, the akhlaq, the manners, the piety. Being kind, being humble, being patient, being just, being fair. This is the spirit of religion. We Muslims are good at praying. We have a huge turnout in our mosques. Look at Masjid al-Haram now. It's packed. Packed. 2-3 million people, they pray. Pray Jumu'ah and other than Jumu'ah. Look at our masajid in Southern California. Packed. When we do Salat al-Eid, hundreds of thousands. But come to our families and our societies and our communities and our homes, Islam is missing. The akhlaq of Islam, the manner of Islam is missing. It's not there. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ Allah says to the Prophet, do you see the one who rejects religion? He did not say the one who does not pray. No, neither the one who does not fast. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ It's the one who repulses the orphan. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ He does not care about feeding the destitute. Then listen to the Quran here. It's very interesting. He says, woe to those, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Why he said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ He's threatening the Muslim. Because he's saying to them, you pray, but your prayers is nothing, in vain. Just physical act. Just physical act. You are not getting anything out of this exercise that you do. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ They forget about the message of their prayers. They do pray, but they forget about the message of their prayers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَهُمْ Let me conclude with one hadith regarding adl and justice. We should teach our children that God created you to be just. If you see oppression, you fight it. You have to promote justice. And justice begins with myself. When I treat myself, when I treat my family, when I treat my parents, when I treat my brothers and sisters. Justice doesn't mean that I have to sit on the bench and be a judge. It's not only there. Justice begins with oneself. The hadith says, Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Adlu sa'ah. Practicing adl for 1 hour, for one short period. Adlu sa'ah. Khayrun min ibadati 70 sana. قيام ليلها وصيام نهارها. You practice justice for 1 hour. You uphold and defend justice for 1 hour. More rewarding than worshipping God for 70 years, standing the whole night and fasting the whole day. When you uphold justice. ISIS, they pray. Believe me, they pray 5 times a day. And they fast in the month of Ramadan. And some of them, they memorize the Quran. But they murder Islam every day. They murder the Prophet. They murder the Holy Quran every single day. Every single day. What did they get out of their prayers and fasting? They got nothing but more evil. More deviation. They don't uphold justice. This is the spirit of Islam. It's to be just. Support justice. Whether you live in America, we have to support justice. Even if the community is Mexican community, Indian community, whatever, African community, we have to stand forth in justice with people, with mankind. The last hadith, عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه قال لعمل الإمام العادل في رعيته يوما واحدا. Imam here means the governor, not just Imam of the prayers. Imam means the leader, political leader, not only spiritual leader. If that Imam is adil and just, equitable, when he works for 1 day in his community, implementing this justice in his community, أفضل من عبادة العابد, more rewarding than the worshipping of a worshipper, في أهله مئة عام. If that worshipper stands in his community and in his family, and he worships for 100 years, it's not worth, does not worth the practice of justice by a leader in his community for 1 day. 1 day. 1 day. We follow Ahlul Bayt because they were the advocates of justice. We love Imam Hussein because he stood up for justice. We love Imam Ali alayhi salam because the last thing he said on his deathbed, the last sentence he said to his children, Hassan and Hussein, كُونَا لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. After my death, I expect you, to my children, I raised you, I worked on you, I refined you, I taught you, I prepared you to be the enemy of the ظالم, the oppressor. And our life is filled with oppressors. Stand against him. Don't fear. Don't fear. Be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ, always be on the side of the oppressed. Don't look at people's colors or language or even religion. Whenever you find someone oppressed, stand next to him. 2 days ago, a court in Saudi Arabia sentenced a man who is an advocate of freedom. No more than that. He wants freedom for his people. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, a Saudi citizen from the city of Qatif, 53 years old. He was tortured in the prison for 2 years. When they captured him, they shot him in his leg 4 times to cripple him. And they left him with no medication, with no remedy. And now they sentence him to death because he insulted Waliyul Amr. Waliyul Amr. Who's Waliyul Amr? The king. The king of that kingdom. He's Waliyul Amr. You insulted him because he's a pure, he's ma'soom. When we say we have a 12 ma'soom, they say, what is this? There is no ma'soom. But king of Saudi Arabia is ma'soom. He's ma'soom. Do you see how the truth is twisted? Huh? The truth becomes falsehood and falsehood becomes truth nowadays by those bunch of gangsters. So they sentenced him to death because you insulted His Highness Waliyul Amr, the leader of the Muslims. This is not justice. This is injustice. And we have to stand. We have to stand with those who are oppressed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأحبته وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة حبيبة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فاطمة الزهراء وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين صدق الله العلي العظيم. The 24th of Dhul Hijjah is a special day in the history of Islam. The day of Eid al-Mubahala. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ. It's taken from the verse in Surah Al-Imran. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ. We invoke upon God. Ibtihal, it's a special way of dua and supplication. Not just any dua. It's a special dua. And that dua, when two people have conflict or confrontation or dispute, and then they don't reach a solution, they call for ibtihal. Ibtihal is to invoke or beseech God to send His curse upon the party or the individual who lies, the liars. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. The Christian group from Najran, from southern Arabia, when they heard about Islam, they wanted to meet the Prophet personally to see what he says about Jesus. So they traveled all the way from the south, they came to Medina, they stayed for several days in Medina, they had dialogue with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, few sessions, they asked him questions about his religion, his new book, his principles of Islam, and the Prophet made it very clear to them that Jesus is the messenger of God. He's not divine. Don't turn him into a divine. Jesus is the servant of God. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Don't think that you are respecting him when you say he's God or the Son of God. You are disrespecting him. God above these relations. God is different. God is no need to partner, no friend, no wife, no son, no daughter, no aid, no helper, no advisor. God is different. Don't say Jesus is the Son of God. When you say Jesus is the Son of God, you are compromising God, compromising the concept of monotheism, tawheed. You are lowering the status of God. Don't do that. Say He's the messenger of God. But it didn't work. It didn't work. I remember I used to go to a barber in Pomona.
Very good, Joe the barber. So he's Catholic, devout Catholic. And you know, the barbers, they have to converse. Although I make myself sleepy and this, but he, you know, he wants to speak. So he asks me about Islam. What is Islam and what do you think of Jesus? And I keep telling him, Jesus is very good, very nice. We have a chapter, his mother, you know, Immaculate Conception, this and that. And I explain at the end, he says, praise Jesus the Lord, you know. At the end of my explanation, every time, praise Jesus the Lord. So some people, they, you know, whatever you say, Jesus is the Lord. And this is exactly what the Christians of Najran did. After this 3 days of dialogue with the leader of Islam, the messenger of Islam, they said, Jesus is the Lord. So the Prophet said, okay, if Jesus is the Lord, you believe in God, definitely, they said, of course. Let's beseech him and invoke upon him to send his curse upon those who lie. They said, okay, we are ready. In the evening, the pontiff or the cardinal, the leader of the group, he said to his group, he said, listen, let's wait for tomorrow and see what Muhammad does. If Muhammad comes with his companions, we will go ahead with this ibtihar, malediction. If Muhammad brings his family, then we are not going to do that. This means that he's a truthful. Because Muhammad is not going to endanger the life of his family. Maybe Sahaba are replaceable, you know. 100 people dies, you can bring 500, no problem. But the family, they are irreplaceable. So they went outside Medina to the place where they were supposed to do the mubahala, the confrontation. Malediction. It's called malediction in English. And the pontiff and his group were there. Then the Prophet ﷺ appeared from afar. So they recognized him. But behind him, there was a lady. So the pontiff asked one of the Medinans people, the local people, who is that lady? They said to him, that lady is his daughter, Fatima al-Zahra. They said, this is not his wife? They said, no, not his wife. This is his daughter. She is very close to her father. Behind that were a man. He asked, who's that man? They said, this is his son-in-law and the closest person to him, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet, usually the kids are with their parents, either with the mother or the father. But the Prophet hold Imam Hussein in his arm. Maybe Imam Hussein was maybe 2 years or 3 years at that time. And he holds the hand of Imam Hassan with another arm. And they said to him, those are the grandchildren of the Prophet and the most beloved to him. Here the pontiff said, he backed away from this confrontation. He said, Wallahi inni ara wujuhan law su'ila Allah ta'ala biha an yuzila jabalan min makanihi la azala. I see, I am beholding faces. If God is asked for their sake to remove a mountain, he would not hesitate to remove a mountain for their sake. We are not going to do mubahala. This man Muhammad is serious. Muhammad is bringing the closest people to him. His grandchildren, his daughter, his son-in-law. So he's true. And the statement that he made, it's truthful. So they came to him, they said to him, Ya Abul Qasim. They don't recognize him as Prophet. They said, Ya Abul Qasim. We back away. There is no need for mubahala. Just give us some time. Give us some time, let's go back to our community. The group went back to Yemen or to Najran, to their community. Few days later, the same pontiff with some of his priests who were with him in the Mubahala, they came to the mosque of the Prophet. They stood before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. On the 24th we celebrate this Eid, Eid al-Mubahala, a milestone in the history of Islam. And we learn lessons that we dialogue with the people of book, we sit with them and we discuss with them, but we remain firm on our principles. We don't compromise our principles. And we learn another thing, that if you exclude Ahlul Bayt from the dialogue, that dialogue is going to fail. The Quran says you have to include Ahlul Bayt. When you dialogue with others, when you speak about Islam, when you present Islam, when you present the authentic Islam, Ahlul Bayt are part and parcel of that Islam. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ. Fakhr al-Din al-Razi, the world-class commentator on the Quran, Tafsir al-Razi, this is number one. It has no rival. In the Sunni tradition, if you ask them what is the best tafsir, immediately Tafsir al-Razi. Of course, the Salafis, they love Tafsir Ibn Kathir, the Wahhabis and the Salafis. But the mainstream Sunni Islam, they depend on Al-Fakhr al-Razi, which is a very good book. He says when it comes to this verse, وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ, he says God is saying that the nafs, the soul of Ali, is equal to the nafs and the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nafs is equal in one level. وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Inshallah, on Sunday we will see you at the Eid Carnival at Irvine Regional Park, inshallah. The program begins at 11 and ends by 5, and we have a lot of activities. Bring your family, bring your children, bring your neighbors, bring yourself. So we celebrate this Eid, the Eid, Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Ghadir, and Eid al-Mubahara. Three occasions in one. And so we will see you on Sunday, inshallah. And then on the same day, Sunday, there is a hunger walk. This is an annual ritual that takes place in Newport Beach, and our masjid is one of the contributors to this hunger walk. But then they asked us to donate $1 per person, and we did this last year, and it is a worthy cause, and dollar would not affect us. So Sister Iman Birmani, she should be here somewhere. She'll be standing, inshallah, at the door to collect $1 per person. Please give it to her, because she's going to pass this to the people at the hunger walk on Sunday. And inshallah, the program for Muharram begins this coming Friday, inshallah ta'ala, because Saturday, most likely Saturday, is the first day of Muharram 1436. So from Friday we begin the majalis and the sessions of Muharram from Friday night at 7 p.m. Every night at 7 p.m. with Salat, inshallah, followed by English lecture by Sayyid Mahdi al-Qazwini and Lamentation in English, and also Farsi lecture by the Honorable Dr. Mahdi Taqiyi with Lamentation with dinner, inshallah, beginning Friday, October 24th, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma akhfar li mu'mini wal mu'minat. Let's do Amman Yujib. Many people asked me, some of them are in the hospital. They asked me to pray for them. Let's remember them in our dua. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلوات